DeAndre, 16 points, another big shooting night for you. How'd you feel on the court tonight?
I felt good. I wanted to come out and be aggressive and kind of set the tone for our guys that, you know, it's tournament time. We won our past four games to close out the regular season. So let's carry a little bit of this momentum into this game and get off to a good start and get us rolling.
I'm sure you heard during the timeouts, Holy Cross won their game, so you're heading up there. What do you think of the matchup?
I didn't expect anything less. I'm ready for the matchup. And throughout my 4 years here, Holy Cross has been a team that I've been most excited to play against just because the caliber of players they have always and the team they have. And they're all good people. I know most of them on the team. Just good people, and it's a good competition to play against. You know, we played two close games with them. Hopefully we can pull this one out. But I expect nothing less to play Holy Cross.
With the game here in January, you hounded Keith Simmons. I think he ended up with 6 or 7 points in the night. Do you think you can do that again?
I try to bring a strong defensive effort every night, whether I'm checking Keith Simmons or, you know, not as, you know, a focal point of a player. But, you know, I'm going to try. You know, he'll be at home and, you know, he'll have the crowd. But, you know, I'm oblivious to all those things. I'm just going to try to go out there and play defense as I played him before and probably even better now. It's time to turn it up and turn it.
Andre, by being able to play close with those girls that you made this year, how does it help the confidence now going up there?
Well, I think it does two things. For one, it definitely helps us knowing that we can play with those guys. The bad thing we have to watch out for is we can't allow ourselves to, in the midst of a close game, be thinking, all right, we've been in this position before, you know, we know how it turns out. So we have to watch out for that. But definitely, it helps to know that you can play with them. And just a few turnovers, few shots here and there, you know, we can come out with a win.
I don't know if you noticed, with your 16 points tonight, you moved to fifth all-time on EU scoring list. Is that something that carries importance to you, legacy here?
If it comes, then great. You know, I won't lie about that. If it comes, then great. But, you know, if not, whatever I had to do for us to win, that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, tonight it was scoring a little bit, and I've been doing other things. I rebound a little better in the second half, playing defensively always. But if the points come with it, hey, that's all the better.
In the second half, they seemed to be frustrating you guys a little bit. Then you stepped in and got that charge.
Yeah.
And that seemed to get the guys fired up. So I guess just talk a little bit about that.
I think we kind of needed it. I know I had a turnover the previous play, and Mercer had a turnover maybe two plays before that. So, I mean, and I saw Kyle Jones and Kendall Jones really attacking our bigs, trying to get to the bucket, trying to create something using their quickness. So I thought to step in and take a charge and see what can happen. And I'm glad to turn things around. I think we kind of refocused after that, and we're able to get some good offensive possession. And it helped us out.
Most likely, barring, you know, upset by Army last, you know, game you'll play in Bender, I guess. Sad thoughts, you know, or just not focusing on that.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, you know what, I thought it would be sad, but it's not really. It's an enjoying time, and to know my last game here, we came out with a victory. That's a good thing. So I mean, no tears or anything. I'm happy. You know, this has been a great place to play in. I've enjoyed a lot of success here. I'm just thankful for everything that's happened here. So it's a joyful time.